you go to sleep to think through the events of the day. If any events or moments did not go the way you wanted, replay them in your mind in a way that thrills you. As you recreate those events in your mind, exactly as you want, you are cleaning up your frequency from the day, and you are emitting a new signal and frequency for tomorrow. You have intentionally created new pictures for your future. It is never too late to change the pictures.
The powerful process of gratitude. Dr. Joe Vitale.
What can you do right now to begin to turn your life around? I'll tell you two or three things. Start making a list of things to be grateful for. Start with that, because this shifts your energy. It starts to shift your thinking. Where before this exercise, you might be focusing on what you don't have, and you might be focusing on your complaints, and you might be focusing on whatever the problems are. When you do this exercise, you start to go in a different direction. You start to be grateful for all the things that you feel good about.
If it is a new thought to you that gratitude brings your whole mind into closer harmony with the creative energies of the universe, consider it well, and you will see that it is true. Wallace Wattles.
Marcy Shimoff.
Gratitude is absolutely the way to bring more into your life.
Dr. John Gray, psychologist, author, and international speaker.
Every man knows that when his wife's appreciating him for the little things he does, what does he want to do? He wants to do more. It's always about appreciation. It pulls things in. It attracts support.
Dr. John DeMartini.
I've said for many years that whatever we think about and thank about, we bring about.
James Ray.
Because that's that feeling that you have to have, you know. And so for me, it's been such a powerful exercise every morning to get up and say thank you. Every morning when my feet hit the floor, thank you. And then I start running through what I'm grateful for as I'm going to brush my teeth and do the things I do in the morning. And I'm not just thinking about them and doing some rote routine, but I'm putting it out there and I'm feeling the feelings of gratitude.
The day we filmed James Ray sharing his powerful exercise of gratitude is one I will never forget. From that day on, I made James's process my life. Every morning, I do not get out of bed until I have felt the feelings of gratitude for this brand new day and all I'm grateful for in my life. Then as I get out of bed, when one foot touches the ground, I say thank, and you as my second foot touches the ground. With each step I take on my way to the bathroom, I say thank you. I continue to say and feel thank you as I'm showering and getting ready. By the time I'm ready for the day, I have said thank you hundreds of times. As I do this, I'm powerfully creating my day and all that it'll contain. I am setting my frequency for the day and intentionally declaring the way I want my day to go, rather than stumbling out of bed and letting the day take control of me. There is no more powerful way to begin your day than this. You are the creator of your life, and so begin by intentionally creating your day. Gratitude was a fundamental part of the teachings of all the great avatars throughout history. In the book that changed my life, The Science of Getting Rich, written by Wallace Wattles in 1910, gratitude is its longest chapter. Every teacher featured in The Secret uses gratitude as part of his or her day. Most of them begin their day with thoughts and feelings of gratitude. Joe Sugarman, a wonderful man and successful entrepreneur, watched the film The Secret and contacted me. He told me his favorite part was the gratitude process and that his use of gratitude had contributed to all he had achieved in his life. With all the success Joe has attracted to himself, he continues to use gratitude every single day, even for the smallest things. When he gets a parking space, he always says and feels thank you. Joe knows the power of gratitude and all it has brought to him, and so gratitude is his way of life. With all that I've read, and with all that I've experienced in my own life using The Secret, the power of gratitude stands above everything else. If you only do one thing with the knowledge of The Secret, Use gratitude until it becomes your way of life.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
As soon as you start to feel differently about what you already have, you will start to attract more of the good things, more of the things you can be grateful for. Because you can look around and say, well, look, I don't have the car I want. I don't have the house I want. I don't have the health I want. I don't have the spouse I want. Well, back up. Those are all the things you don't want. Focus on what you already have that you're grateful for. And it might be you have the eyes to watch this. It might be the clothes that you have. Yes, you might prefer something else, and you might get something else pretty soon if you start feeling grateful for what you have.
Many people who order their lives rightly in all other ways are kept in poverty by their lack of gratitude. Wallace Wattles.
It is impossible to bring more into your life if you are feeling ungrateful about what you have. Why? Because the thoughts and feelings you emit as you feel ungrateful are all negative emotions. Whether it is jealousy, resentment, dissatisfaction, or feelings of not enough, those feelings cannot bring you what you want. They can only return to you more of what you do not want. Those negative emotions are blocking your own good coming to you. If you want a new car, but you are ungrateful for the car you have, that will be the dominant frequency you are sending out. Be grateful for what you have now. As you begin to think about all the things in your life you are grateful for, you will be amazed at the never-ending thoughts that come back to you of more things to be grateful for. You have to make a start. And then the law of attraction will receive those grateful thoughts and give you more just like them. You will have locked in to the frequency of gratitude, and all good things will be yours.
The daily practice of gratitude is one of the conduits by which your wealth will come to you. Wallace Wattles.
Lee Brower, wealth trainer and specialist, author and teacher.
I think everybody goes through times when they say, oh, man, things aren't working right, or things are going bad. And there were some things going on in my family, and I found a rock. I was just sitting here holding this rock. You might see me carrying it around. I found a rock. I stuck it in my pocket. And I said, you know what? Every time I touch this rock, I'm going to think of something that I'm grateful for. And so every morning when I get up in the morning, I pick it up off the dresser. I put it in my pocket. And I go through the things that I'm grateful for. At night, what do? You empty your pocket, and there it is again. And I've had some different experiences with that. I've had some amazing experiences. I had a guy from South Africa, and he saw me drop it. He said, what is that? I explained it to him, so he started calling it a gratitude rock. 2 weeks later, I got an email from him from South Africa. And he said, my son is dying from a rare disease. It's a type of hepatitis. He said, would you send me 3 gratitude rocks? Now, they're just rocks I found off the street, you know? So I said, sure. I had to make sure that the rocks were very special. And so I went out to the stream, looked, picked out the right rocks, and sent them off to him. 4 or 5 months later, I get an email from him. He said, my son's better, doing terrific. He said, but you need to know something. He says, we've sold over 1,000 rocks at $10 a piece as gratitude rocks, and we've raised all this money for charity. Thank you very much. And so it's very important to be in an attitude of gratitude, as I call it.
The great scientist Albert Einstein revolutionized the way we view time, space, and gravity. From his poor background and poor beginnings, you would have thought it impossible for him to achieve all that he did. Einstein knew a great deal of the sacred, and he said thank you hundreds of times each day. He thanked all the great scientists who had preceded him for their contributions. They enabled him to learn and achieve even more in his work and eventually become one of the greatest scientists who ever lived. One of the most powerful uses of gratitude can be incorporated in the creative process to turbocharge what you want. As Bob Proctor advised in the first step of the creative process, ask, start by writing down what you want. Begin each sentence with, I am so happy and grateful now that, and you fill in the rest. When you give thanks as though you have already received what you want, you are emitting a powerful signal to the universe. That signal is saying that you have it already because you are feeling gratitude for it now. Each morning before you get out of bed, make it a habit to feel the feelings of gratitude in advance for the great day ahead. as though it is done. From the moment I discovered the secret and formulated the vision to share this knowledge with the world, I gave thanks every day for the film The Secret, which would bring joy to the world. I had no idea how we would bring this knowledge to the screen, but trusted that we would attract the way. I stayed focused and held to the outcome. I felt deep feelings of gratitude in advance. As that became my state of being, the floodgates opened and all the magic flowed into our lives. For the magnificent team of The Secret and for me, our deep heartfelt feelings of gratitude continue to this day. We have become a team that resonates gratitude with every moment, and it has become our way of life.
The powerful process of visualization.
Visualization is a process that has been taught by all the great teachers and avatars throughout the centuries, as well as by all the great teachers living today. In Charles Harnell's book, The Master Key System, written in 1912, he gives 24 weekly exercises to master visualization. More important, his complete Master Key System will also help you become the master of your thoughts. The reason visualization is so powerful is because as you create pictures in your mind of seeing yourself with what it is you want, you are generating thoughts and feelings of having it now. Visualization is simply powerfully focused thought in pictures, and it causes equally powerful feelings. When you are visualizing, you are emitting that powerful frequency out into the universe. The law of attraction will take hold of that powerful signal and return those pictures back to you just as you saw them in your mind.
Dr. Dennis Waitley.
I took the visualization process from the Apollo program and instituted it during the 1980s and 90s into the Olympic program. And it was called visual motor rehearsal. When you visualize, then you materialize. And the interesting thing about the mind is we took Olympic athletes and then hooked them up to sophisticated biofeedback equipment and had them run their event only in their mind. Incredibly, the same muscles fired in the same sequence when they were running the race in their mind as when they were running it on the track. How could this be? Because the mind can't distinguish whether you're really doing it or whether it's just a practice. I think if you've been there in the mind, you'll go there in the body.
Think about the inventors and their inventions, the Wright brothers and the plane, George Eastman and film, Thomas Edison and the light bulb, Alexander Graham Bell and the telephone. The only way anything has ever been invented or created is because one person saw a picture in his mind. He saw it clearly, and by holding that picture of the end result in his mind, all the forces of the universe brought his invention into the world through him. These men knew the secret. These were men who had utter faith in the invisible and who knew the power within them to leverage the universe and bring the invention into the visible. Their faith and their imagination have been the cause of the evolution of humankind, and we reap the benefits of their creative minds every single day. You may be thinking, I do not have a mind like these great inventors. You may be thinking, they could imagine those things, but I can't. You could not be further from the truth. And as you continue on this great discovery of the knowledge of the secret, you will learn that you not only have the mind they had, but much more.
Mike Dooley.
When you're visualizing, when you've got that picture playing out in your mind, always and only dwell upon the end result. Here's an example. Look at the back of your hands right now. Really, look at the back of your hands. The color of your skin, the freckles, the blood vessels, the rings, the fingernails, the fake fingernails. Take in all those details right before you close your eyes. And then see those hands, your fingers, wrapping around the steering wheel of your brand new car.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
This is such a holographic experience, so real in this moment, that you don't even feel like you need the car because it feels like you already have it.
Dr. Vitale's words brilliantly sum up the place you want to get yourself to when visualizing. When it feels like a jolt as you open your eyes in the physical world, your visualization becomes real. But that state, that plane, is the real. It is the field where everything is created, and the physical is just the result of the real field of all creation. That's why you won't feel as if you need it anymore, because you tuned in and felt the real field of creation through your visualization. In that field, you have everything now. When you feel that, you will know it.
Jack Canfield.
It's the feeling that really creates the attraction, not just the picture or the thought. And I think for a lot of people, they think, well, if I think positive thoughts, or if I visualize having what I want, that'll be enough. But if you're doing that and still not feeling abundant or feeling loving and joyful, then it doesn't create the power of the attraction.
Bob Doyle.
You put yourself in the feeling place of really being in that car, not, oh, I wish I could get that car, or someday I'll have that car, because that's a very definite feeling associated with that. It's not in the now, it's in the future. If you stay in that feeling, it will always be in the future.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Now that feeling and that inner seeing will begin to be an open doorway through which the power of the universe will begin to express.
What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists. Alexander Graham Bell.
Jack Canfield.
Our job is not to figure out the how. The how will show up out of the commitment and the belief in the what.
Mike Dooley.
The hows are the domain of the universe. It always knows the shortest, quickest, fastest, most harmonious way between you and your dream.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
If you turn it over to the universe, you will be surprised and dazzled by what is delivered to you. This is where magic and miracles happen.
The teachers of the secret are all aware of the elements you bring into play when you visualize. As you see the picture in your mind and feel it, you are bringing yourself to a place of believing you have it now. You are also implementing trust and faith in the universe because you are focusing on the end result and experiencing the feeling of that without giving any attention whatsoever to how it will come about. Your picture in your mind is seeing it as done. Your feelings are seeing it as done. Your mind and your entire state of being are seeing it as already happened. That is the art of visualization.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
You want to do this virtually daily, but my disclaimer is this should never be a chore. What's really bottom line importance here to the whole secret is feeling good. You want to feel exhilarated by this whole process. You want to be high, happy, in tune as much as possible.
Everyone has the power to visualize. Let me prove it to you with a picture of a kitchen. Now, for this to work, first of all, you have to get all thoughts of your kitchen out of your mind. Do not think of your kitchen. Totally clear your mind of pictures of your kitchen with its cupboards, refrigerator, oven, tiles, and color scheme. You saw a picture of your kitchen in your mind, didn't you? Well, then you just visualized.
Everyone visualizes whether he knows it or not. Visualizing is the great secret of success. Genevieve Beren.
Here's a tip about visualizing which Dr. John D. Martini shares in his Breakthrough Experience seminars. John said that if you create a static picture in your mind, it can be difficult to hold that picture. So create lots of movement in your picture. To illustrate this, imagine your kitchen again. And this time, imagine yourself entering that kitchen, walking to the refrigerator and putting your hand on the door handle, opening the door, looking inside and finding a cold bottle of water. Reach in and grab it. You can feel the coldness on your hand as you grasp the bottle. You have the bottle of water in one hand and you use your other hand to close the refrigerator door. Now that you are visualizing your kitchen with detail and movement, it's easier to see and hold the picture, isn't it?
We all possess more power and greater possibilities than we realize. And visualizing is one of the greatest of these powers. Genevieve Marin.
The Powerful Processes in Action. Marcy Shimoff.
The only difference between people who live in this way, who live in the magic of life, and those who don't, is that the people who live in the magic of life have habituated ways of being. They've made a habit of using the law of attraction, and magic happens with them wherever they go. Because they remember to use it, they use it all the time, not just as a one-time event.
Here are two true stories that clearly demonstrate the powerful law of attraction and the immaculate matrix of the universe in action. The first story is about a woman named Jeannie who bought a DVD of The Secret and was watching it at least once a day so that she would absorb the message right into the cells of her body. She was particularly impressed with Bob Proctor, and she thought it would be wonderful to meet him. One morning, Jeannie collected her mail, and to her utter amazement, the mailman had accidentally delivered Bob Proctor's mail to her address. What Jeannie didn't know is that Bob Proctor lived just four blocks away from her. Not only that, but Jeannie's house number was the same number as Bob's. She immediately took the mail to deliver it to the correct address. Can you imagine her utter delight when the door opened and Bob Proctor was standing before her? Bob is rarely at home as he travels all over the world teaching, but the matrix of the universe knows only perfect timing. From Jeannie's thought of how wonderful it would be to meet Bob Proctor, the law of attraction moved people, circumstances, and events throughout the universe so that it happened. The second story involves a 10-year-old boy named Colin who had seen and loved the film The Secret. Colin's family made a week-long visit to Disney World, and on their first day they experienced long lines at the park. So that night, just before Colin fell asleep, he thought, "Tomorrow I'd love to go on all the big rides and never have to wait in line." The next morning, Colin and his family were at the gates of Epcot Center as the park opened, and a Disney staff member approached and asked them if they would be Epcot's first family of the day. As first family, they would be given VIP status, a special escort by a staff member, and walk-on passes for every big ride in Epcot. It was everything and more that Colin had wished for. Hundreds of families were waiting to enter Epcot that morning, but Colin didn't have the slightest doubt as to why his family had been chosen first family. He knew it was because he had used the secret. Imagine discovering at the age of 10 that the power to move worlds lies within you.
Nothing can prevent your picture from coming into concrete form except the same power which gave it birth, yourself. Genevieve Baren.
James Ray.
People hold that for a while, and they're really a champion at it. And they say, you know what, I'm fired up, I saw this program, and I'm going to change my life. And yet, you know, results aren't showing, and beneath the surface, it's just about ready to break through. And someone will look at the surface results and go, this stuff doesn't work. And you know what? The universe says, your wish is my command. And it goes down.
When you allow a thought of doubt to enter your mind, the law of attraction will soon line up one doubtful thought after another. The moment a thought of doubt comes, release it immediately. Send that thought on its way. Replace it with, I know I am receiving now, and feel it.
John Assaraf.
Knowing the law of attraction, I wanted to really put it to use and to see what would happen. In 1995, I started to create something called a vision board, where I take something that I would want to achieve or something that I want to attract, like a car or a watch or the soulmate of my dreams, and I'd put a picture of what I wanted up on this board called the vision board. And every day I would sit in my office and I would look up at this board and I would start to visualize. I would really get into the state of having already acquired it. I was getting ready to move, and so we put all the furniture, all the boxes, put into storage. And I made three different moves over a period of 5 years. And then I ended up in California and bought this house, renovated it for a year, and then had all the stuff brought from my former home 5 years earlier. One morning, my son comes into my office, and one of the boxes that was sealed for 5 years was right at the doorstep. And he says, Dad, what's in the boxes? And I said, well, honey, those are my vision boards. He didn't understand. I said, well, it's where I put all my goals up. I cut them out, and I put all my goals up as something that I want to achieve in my life. And, of course, at 5.5 years old, he didn't understand. So I said, sweetie, let me just show you, because that'll be the easiest way to do it. And so I cut the box open. And when I pulled up the vision boards, there was a picture on there of a home that I was visualizing 5 years earlier. And what was shocking to me was we were living in that house, not a house like it. I bought my dream home, renovated it, and didn't even know it. But I looked at that house. I started to cry because I was just blown away. Why are you crying? I said, honey, I finally understand how the law of attraction works. I finally understand the power of visualization. I finally understand everything that I've read, everything that I've worked with my whole life, the way I've built companies. It worked for my home as well. And I bought our dream home and didn't even know it.
Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. Albert Einstein.
You can let your imagination go wild with a vision board and place pictures of all the things you want and pictures of how you want your life to be. Make sure you put the vision board in a place where you see it and look at it every day, as John Assaraf did. Feel the feelings of having those things now. As you receive and feel gratitude for receiving, you can remove pictures and add new ones. This is a wonderful way to introduce children to the law of attraction. I hope the creation of a vision board inspires parents and teachers worldwide. One of the people on the Secret website forum put a picture of the Secret DVD on his vision board. He had seen The Secret but didn't own his own copy. 2 days after he had created his vision board, I felt inspired to post a notice on the Secret forum giving away DVDs to the first 10 people who posted. He was one of the 10. He had received a copy of the Secret DVD within 2 days of putting it on his vision board. Whether it is a DVD of The Secret or a house, the joy of creating and receiving is magnificent. Another powerful example of visualizing comes from my mother's experience of buying a new house. Several people besides my mother had put in offers for this particular house. My mother decided to use The Secret to make that house hers. She sat down and wrote her name and the new address of the house over and over. She continued doing this until it felt as though it was her address. She then imagined placing all of her furniture in that new house. Within hours of doing these things, she received a phone call saying her offer had been accepted. She was so thrilled, but it didn't come as a surprise to her because she knew that house was hers. What a champion.
Jack Canfield.
Decide what you want. Believe you can have it. Believe you deserve it. Believe it's possible for you. And then close your eyes every day for several minutes and visualize having what you already want and feeling the feelings of already having it. Come out of that and focus on what you're grateful for already and really enjoy it. And then go into your day and release it to the universe and trust that the universe will figure out how to manifest it.
Secret summaries. Expectation is a powerful, attractive force. Expect the things you want, and don't expect the things you don't want. Gratitude is a powerful process for shifting your energy and bringing more of what you want into your life. Be grateful for what you already have, and you will attract more good things. Giving thanks for what you want in advance turbocharges your desires and sends a more powerful signal out into the universe. Visualization is the process of creating pictures in your mind of yourself enjoying what you want. When you visualize, you generate powerful thoughts and feelings of having it now. The law of attraction then returns that reality to you, just as you saw it in your mind. To use the law of attraction to your advantage, make it a habitual way of being, not just a one-time event. At the end of every day, before you go to sleep, go back through the events of the day. Any events or moments that were not what you wanted, replay them in your mind the way you wanted them to go. Chapter 5. The Secret to Money.
Whatever the mind can conceive, it can achieve. W. Clement Stone.
Jack Canfield.
The Secret was definitely a real transformation for me because I grew up in a family where my dad was very negative, thought that rich people were people that had ripped everyone off, thought that anyone who had money, you know, must have deceived somebody. And so I grew up with a lot of beliefs about money, that if you had it, it made you bad. You know, only evil people have money. And money doesn't grow on trees. That was a big one. Who do you think I am, Rockefeller? That was one of his favorite phrases. So I grew up truly believing that life was difficult, that it was hard, you had to struggle. And it was only when I met W. Clement Stone that I literally began to shift my life. When I was working with Stone, he said, I want you to set a goal that's so big that if you achieved it, it would blow your mind. And you would know it's only because of what I've taught you that you would have achieved this goal. Well, at the time, I was making about $8,000 a year. And for some reason, I wanted something that was really measurable. So I said, I want to make $100,000 in a year. Now, I had no idea how I could do that. I saw no strategy, no possibility. But I just said, I'm going to declare that. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to act as if it's true and release it. And so I did that. One of the things he taught me was every day to close your eyes and visualize the goal as if it's already achieved. And I had actually made a $100,000 bill that I put on the ceiling. So the first thing I'd see when I woke up, I'd look up and there it was. And it would remind me that this was my intention. And then I would close my eyes and visualize having this $100,000 a year lifestyle. And interestingly enough, nothing major happened for about 30 days. You know, I didn't have any great breakthrough ideas. No one was offering me more money. And all of a sudden, I was in the shower. It was about 4 weeks into it. And I had a $100,000 idea. It just came right into my head. I had a book I had written, and I said, if I could sell 400,000 copies of my book at a quarter each, that'd be $100,000. Now, the book was there, but I never had this thought. And one of the secrets, I think, is that when you have inspired thought, you have to trust it and you have to act on it. Now, I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how I was going to sell 400,000 copies. We'd never done that. And then I saw the National Enquirer at the supermarket. I had seen that millions of times, and it was just background. And all of a sudden, it jumped out at me as foreground, and I thought, wow, if readers knew about my book, certainly 400,000 people would go out and buy it. And about 6 weeks later, I gave a talk at Hunter College in New York to 600 teachers, and this lady comes up at the end, and she says,
that was a great talk. I'd like to interview you. Let me give you my card.
And I said, who do you write for?
I'm a freelancer, but I sell most of my stuff to the National Enquirer.
You know, and I had this little theme from the Twilight Zone went off in my head. Nah, 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 nah. Like, whoa, this stuff's really working. So that article came out, and our book sales started to take off. But the point I want to make is that I was attracting into my life all these different events, including this person. To make a long story short, I did not make $100,000 that year. We made $92,327. But do you think we were, like, depressed and going, this doesn't work? No, we were going, whoa, this is amazing. So my wife said to me, wow, if it works for $100,000, you think it'll work for $1 million? And I said, I don't know. I think so. Let's try it. My publisher actually wrote me a check as a royalty check for our first Chicken Soup for the Soul book. And he actually put a smiley face in his signature because it was the first $1 million check he'd ever written. So I know from my own experience, because I wanted to test it, does this secret really work? And we put it to the test. It absolutely worked. And now I live my life from that every single day.
The knowledge of the secret and the intentional use of the law of attraction can be applied to every single subject in your life. It is the same process for everything you want to create, and the subject of money is no different. To attract money, you must focus on wealth. It is impossible to bring more money into your life when you are noticing you do not have enough, because that means you are thinking thoughts that you do not have enough. Focus on not enough money and you will create untold more circumstances of not having enough money. You must focus on the abundance of money to bring that to you. You have to emit a new signal with your thoughts, and those thoughts should be that you currently have more than enough. You really do need to call your imagination into play and make believe you already have the money you want. And it is so much fun to do. You will notice as you pretend and play games of having wealth that you feel instantly better about money. And as you feel better about it, it will begin to flow into your life. Jack's wonderful story inspired the Secret team to create a blank check, available as a free download on the Secret website. The website is www.thesecret.tv. The blank check is for you, and it's from the Bank of the Universe. You fill in your name, the amount, and details, and place it in a prominent place where you will see it every day. When you look at the check, feel the feelings of having that money now. Imagine spending that money, all the things you will buy and the things you will do. Feel how wonderful that is. Know it is yours, because when you ask, it is. We have received hundreds of stories from people who have brought huge sums of money to them using the secret check. It's a fun game that works.
Attract abundance.
The only reason any person does not have enough money is because they are blocking money from coming to them with their thoughts. Every negative thought, feeling, or emotion is blocking your good from coming to you, and that includes money. It is not that the money is being kept from you by the universe, because all the money you require exists right now in the invisible. If you do not have enough, it is because you are stopping the flow of money coming to you, and you are doing that with your thoughts. You must tip the balance of your thoughts from lack of money to more than enough money. Think more thoughts of abundance than of lack, and you have tipped the balance. When you need money, it is a powerful feeling within you. And so, of course, through the law of attraction, you will continue to attract needing money. I can speak from experience about money because just before I discovered the secret, my accountants told me that my company had suffered a major loss that year, and in 3 months it would be history. After 10 years of hard work, my company was about to slip through my fingers. And as I needed more money to save my company, things just got worse. There seemed no way out. Then I discovered the secret, and everything in my life, including the state of my company, was totally transformed because I changed the way I was thinking. As my accountants continued to fuss about the figures and focus on that, I kept my mind focused on abundance and all being well. I knew with every fibre of my being that the universe would provide, and it did. It provided in ways I could not have imagined. I had moments of doubt, but when the doubt came, I immediately moved my thoughts to the outcome of what I wanted. I gave thanks for it, I felt the joy of it, and I believed. I want to let you in on a secret to the secret. The shortcut to anything you want in your life is to be and feel happy now. It is the fastest way to bring money and anything else you want into your life. focus on radiating out into the universe those feelings of joy and happiness. When you do that, you will attract back to you all things that bring you joy and happiness, which will not only include an abundance of money, but everything else you're wanting. You must radiate out the signal to bring back what you want. As you radiate out those feelings of happiness, they will be sent back to you as the pictures and experiences of your life. The law of attraction is reflecting back your innermost thoughts and feelings as your life.
Focus on prosperity. Dr. Joe Vitale.
I can just imagine what a lot of people are thinking, and that is, how can I attract more money into my life? How can I get more of the green stuff? How can I get more wealth and prosperity? How can I, when I love my job, deal with the credit card debt that I have and the realization that maybe there's a ceiling on the money that can come in because it's coming to me through my job? How can I bring in more? Intended. This goes back to one of the things we've been talking about throughout the whole secret. Your job is to declare what you would like to have from the catalog of the universe. Well, if cash is one of them, say how much you would like to have. I would like to have $25,000 unexpected income within the next 30 days, or whatever it happens to be. It should be believable for you.
If you've held thoughts in the past that the only way money can come to you is through your job, then let that go immediately. Can you appreciate that as you continue to think that, it must be your experience? Such thoughts do not serve you. You are now coming to understand that there is abundance for you, and it is not your job to work out how the money will come to you. It is your job to ask, to believe you are receiving and feel happy now. Leave the details to the universe on how it will bring it about.
Bob Proctor.
Most people have a goal of getting out of debt. That'll keep you in debt forever. Whatever you're thinking about, you will attract. You'll say, but it's get out of debt. I don't care if it's get out or get in. If you're thinking debt, you're attracting debt. Set up an automatic debt repayment program and then start to focus on prosperity.
When you have a pile of bills that you have no idea how you are going to pay, you cannot focus on those bills because you will continue to attract more bills. You have to find a way that works for you to focus on prosperity despite the bills around you. You have to find a way of feeling good so you can bring your good to you.
James Ray.
So many times people say to me, well, I'd like to double my income in the next year. But then you look at their actions and they're not doing the things that are going to make that happen. And, you know, they'll turn right around and go, well, I can't afford that. Okay, guess what? Your wish is my command.
If the words, I can't afford it, have passed your lips, your power to change that is now. Change it with, I can afford that. I can buy that. Say it over and over. Become like a parrot. For the next 30 days, make it your intention that you are going to look at everything you like and say to yourself, I can afford that. I can buy that. As you see your dream car drive past, say, I can afford that. As you see clothes you love, as you think about a great vacation, say, I can afford that. As you do this, you will begin to shift yourself and you will begin to feel better about money. You will begin to convince yourself that you can afford those things. And as you do, the pictures of your life will change.
Lisa Nichols.
When you focus on lack and scarcity and what you don't have, you fuss about it with your family, you discuss it with your friends, you tell your children that you don't have enough, we don't have enough for that, we can't afford that. Well, guess what? You'll never be able to afford it because you begin to attract more of what you don't have. If you want abundance, if you want prosperity, then focus on abundance. Focus on prosperity.
The spiritual substance from which comes all visible wealth is never depleted. It is right with you all the time and responds to your faith in it and your demands on it. Charles Fillmore.
Now that you know the secret, When you see someone who is wealthy, you will know that that person's predominant thoughts are on wealth and not on scarcity, and that they have drawn wealth to them, whether they did it consciously or unconsciously. They focused on thoughts of wealth, and the universe moved people, circumstances, and events to deliver wealth to them. The wealth that they have, you have also. The only difference between you and them is that they thought the thoughts to bring the wealth to them. Your wealth is waiting for you in the invisible, and to bring it into the visible, think wealth.
David Shermer.
When I first understood the secret, I'd get a bunch of bills in the mail, and I thought, how do I turn this around? The law of attraction states that what you focus on, you will get. So I got a bank statement. I whited out the total, and I put a new total in there. I put exactly how much I wanted to see in the bank. So I thought, what if I just visualize checks coming in the mail? So I just visualize a bunch of checks coming in the mail. Within just 1 month, things started to change. And it is amazing. Today, I just get checks in the mail. I get a few bills, but I get more checks than bills.
Since the film The Secret was released, we have received hundreds and hundreds of letters from people who have said that since watching the film, they have received unexpected checks in the mail. And it happened because as they gave their focus and attention to David Shermer's story, they brought checks to themselves. A game I created that helped shift my feelings about my pile of bills was to pretend that the bills were actually checks. I would jump for joy as I opened them and say, more money for me. Thank you, thank you. I took each bill, imagined it was a check, and then I added a zero to it in my mind to make it even more. I got a notepad and I wrote at the top of the page, I have received. And then I would list all the amounts of the bills with an added zero. Next to each amount, I would write, thank you, and feel the feelings of gratitude for receiving it, to the point where I had tears in my eyes. Then I would take each bill, which looked very small compared to what I had received, and I would pay it with gratitude. I never opened my bills until I got myself into the feeling that they were checks. If I opened my bills before convincing myself they were checks, my stomach would churn when I opened them. I knew that the emotion of the churning in my stomach was powerfully bringing more bills. I knew I had to erase that feeling and replace it with joyful feelings so I could bring more money into my life. In the face of a pile of bills, that game worked for me and it changed my life. There are so many games you can create, and you'll know what works best for you by the way you feel inside. When you make believe, the results come fast.
Laurel Langmire, financial strategist, speaker, and personal and corporate coach.
I grew up on you have to work hard for money. And so I replaced that with money comes easily and frequently. Now, in the beginning, it feels like a lie. Right? There was a part of your brain that will say, oh, you liar, it's hard. So you have to know it's this little tennis match that will go on for a while.
If you have had thoughts of, I have to work really hard and struggle to have money, let them go immediately. By thinking those thoughts, you omitted that frequency and they became the pictures of your life experience. Take Laurel Langmire's advice and replace those thoughts with, money comes easily and frequently.
David Shermer.
When it comes to creating wealth, wealth is a mindset. It's all about how you think.
Laurel Langmire.
I'd say 80% of my coaching that I do one-on-one with folks is about their psychology and the way they think. And I know when people are listening, they say, oh, well, you can do it, I can't. Every person has the capability to change the way they're in a relationship and conversation with money.
The good news is that the moment you decide that what you know is more important than what you have been taught to believe, you will have shifted gears in your quest for abundance. Success comes from within, not from without. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
You have got to feel good about money to attract more to you. Understandably, when people do not have enough money, they do not feel good about money because they don't have enough. But those negative feelings about money are stopping more money coming to you. You have got to stop the cycle, and you stop it by starting to feel good about money and being grateful for what you have. Start to say and feel, I have more than enough. There is an abundance of money, and it's on its way to me. I am a money magnet. I love money, and money loves me. I am receiving money every day. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Give money to get money.
Giving is a powerful action to bring more money into your life. Because when you are giving, you are saying, I have plenty. It will not be surprising to you to learn that the wealthiest people on the planet are the greatest philanthropists. They give away vast amounts of money, and as they give by the law of attraction, the universe opens up and floods vast amounts of money back to them, multiplied. If you are thinking, I don't have enough money to give, bingo. Now you know why you don't have enough money. When you think you don't have enough to give, start giving. As you demonstrate faith in giving, the law of attraction must give you more to give. There is a big difference between giving and sacrificing. Giving from a heart that is overflowing feels so good. Sacrificing does not feel good. Don't confuse the two. They are diametrically opposed. One emits a signal of lack, and the other emits a signal of more than enough. One feels good, and one does not feel good. Sacrifice will eventually lead to resentment. Giving from a full heart is one of the most joyous things you can do, and the law of attraction will grab hold of that signal and flood even more into your life. You can feel the difference.
James Ray.
I find so many people who maybe make a tremendous amount of money, but their relationships stink. And that's not wealth. You can go after the money and you might get rich, but it doesn't guarantee you'll be wealthy. I'm not suggesting that money isn't a part of wealth. It absolutely is. But it's only a part. And then I meet a lot of people who are quote-unquote spiritual, but they're sick and broke all the time. That's not wealth either. Life is meant to be abundant in all areas.
If you have been brought up to believe that being wealthy is not spiritual, then I highly recommend you read The Millionaires of the Bible series by Catherine Ponder. In these glorious books, you will discover that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and Jesus were not only prosperity teachers, but also millionaires themselves, with more affluent lifestyles than many present-day millionaires could conceive of. You are the heir to the kingdom. Prosperity is your birthright, and you hold the key to more abundance in every area of your life than you can possibly imagine. You deserve every good thing you want, and the universe will give you every good thing you want. But you have to summon it into your life. Now you know the